The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, Text Number 35, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 4th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Oh, my mother, my devotees always see the smiling face of my form, with eyes like the rising morning sun. They like to see my various transcendental forms, which are all benevolent, and they also talk favorably with me.
Pasyanti te me ruchirani amma santa prasanna bhaktra aruna lochanani rupani divyani varapradani shakam bhajam spriho niyana badanti. In the previous verse, it is said, the anannato bhagavata prasajya sabhajayanti mama paurishani. Those who are devotees, they assemble together. Bodhayantam parasparam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, they discuss about the glories of the Lord. Bodhayantam parasparam. That is sadhu sangha. We have also discussed the satang prasangatma bija sangvida bhavanti ritkannaratha. When things are discussed about the Supreme Personality of Godhead amongst the devotees, it becomes a different thing than the discussion in the debating club of the non-devotees. See, Krishna katha is not a subject matter for debating club. It is meant for the devotees. Without devotees, nobody can understand. The others who are not devotees, they simply waste their time in reading Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, such literature. They simply waste their time. Because these subject matters are for the devotees. We have several times discussed this point, that the so-called scholars, politicians and philosophers, they read Bhagavad Gita and comment in a different way. This is their foolishness. They cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. My Guru Maharaj used to say, it is just like licking the bottle of honey. Now, you want honey, I give you one bottle, but you do not know how to taste it. You began to lick up the bottle. Now, what do you taste? If you think, here is the bottle of honey, let me lick, you will not get any taste. It must be open. But the opening key is with the devotee. You do not know how to open it. Therefore, it is said, satāṅ prasaṅgāt mama bīja saṅgvidā bhavantirit karnara sāyana. The devotee is now how to open it, the bottle. And then they can test. Therefore, sabhājayante jatra purushāni. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that I am speaking to you the science of Bhagavad Gita. Imam vivasati yogam pratvana hamabhyam idam yogam. Bhagavad Gita means bhakti yogam. So Krishna said formally, say 400 million of years ago, Bhagavad Gita is not new. It is, first of all it was spoken to sun god, and from the Manu's age, another age we can calculate, it is about some millions of years ago it was spoken. Imam vipassati yugam pratvana amambayam. So Krishna says, that very old yoga system I am speaking to you again. It is not a new thing that I am manufacturing for you. No. Everything, God is eternal and His instruction is also eternal. And the followers are also eternal. There is nothing new. Nityas sasatayam purana. Nitya sasatayam purana. Very old, but still it is eternal and fresh. This is spiritual matter. You read Bhagavad Gita, it was spoken 400 millions of years ago, and then again 5,000 years ago. Still, if you read Bhagavad Gita daily, you will find it fresh. You will never find it old, as Krishna is never old. Advaita achyuti anadi anantarupam adhyam purana purusam. Krishna is the Purana, the oldest man. But navajovanancha. But he is always, see, you'll find Krishna just a young boy, half 20 years. Navajovanancha. So similarly, Krishna's words, everything Krishna, absolute, his name, his form, his quality, his activities, they're all fresh and new. Otherwise, how the devotees can glorify the same Krishna daily with greater enthusiasm? Greater enthusiasm. The more you glorify, you feel more enthusiastic to more glorify, glorify, glorify. This is spiritual. In the material world, if you speak one thing once, twice, thrice, four times, then it becomes disgusting. But how this Hare Krishna mantra you are chanting, you can chant 24 hours, it will feel fresh and enthusiastic. That is spiritual. Therefore, therefore, it is not a subject matter. This sound is not like this radio material sound. It is also sound, but it is spiritual sound, and it is coming from the spiritual world. Just like in the material world, we can release some sound. From here, it can be heard from thousands of miles, but not more than that. The spiritual sound, it is released from many, many millions and millions and trillions of miles away. Still, it can be heard, provided you have got the machine to capture it. That is Bhagavad Prem. So those who have got develop love of Godhead, they can hear. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am speaking to you the old message, Bhagavad Gita, which I spoke to Son God some millions of years ago. So, why you are speaking to me? I am not a Vedantist, I am not a sannyasi, I am not any advance in spiritual understanding. People may say, but Krishna says, yes, you are my bhakto, bhaktosi. Therefore, to understand Bhagavad Gita means one has to become first of all a bhakto. The so-called non-devotee atheist class, as scholar and politician, they cannot understand. It is not possible. They cannot enter into it. The same thing, leaking out the honey bottle, that's all. What will taste? It is not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, tad viddhi pranipatena prasnena sevaya. upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. The same example can be, you can go to a person who knows how to open the bottle of honey, then you can test. Otherwise, if you simply lick up the book, Bhagavad Gita, becoming a very big scholar, you'll never taste it. You'll never taste it. You can satisfy yourself. Now I'm licking up daily Bhagavad Gita, thrice. But what will understand unless you are a devotee? You'll not understand. The bottle is packed up. So, here it is said, pasyanti te me ruchirani amba santa. They can see me, santa. Not these rascals and fools. They can see, cannot see. Naham prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabritaha. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita. I am not exposed to these fools and rascals, non-devotees. Why I say fools and rascals to the non-devotees? I am not saying. Krishna says, namang duskitanam mura prabaddante naradhama. Mura means rascal. Mura means rascal. And duskitina. Duskitina means always engaged in sinful activities. No restraint. They can eat everything, they can drink everything, they can do everything without any restriction. They think, what is there in drinking and eating in the material religion? That is the new invention of samis and yogis, that you can do everything and still you become at home. But that is not possible. One has to become a pure brahmana. Then, why in the Vedic civilization a pure brahmana is so respected? Because they are symboling representation of the Vedas. Satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam. That is brahmana, who has got this qualification. Suttam, who has taken the absolute truth as the aim of life. People, ordinary people, how they know? Suttam, saucham, very clean, always. Trishanda snan, taking bathing thrice. Suttam, saucham, samam, controlling the mind. Not that I am servant of my mind, I shall do what my mind dictates. These are the qualifications of brahmana. Samam, damam, controlling the senses. These are the symbolic representation of the Vedas. So, therefore, satang prasangam, where one has to discuss about the Supreme Personality of Godhead among the satang, santa, satang santa, the same thing. Santa. Here the word is santa. Pasyanti me, te me, ruchirani, amma, mother, they can see. Santa. Santa sadaiva ridayesu. Below kayanti. In the Brahma Sangita, again this word is used. Santa. Premanjana churita bhakti bilochanena. Santa sadaiva ridayesu below kayanti. Yang shama sundaram achinta gunastaru. Govindamadi purusam tamahang bhaja. Then, Krishna, Govinda, Shamasunda is meant for the santa, not for the naradhamas, duskitana, muras. They cannot understand. One has to qualify himself to be sinless. Namang duskitana, this is said, and another paragraph is there. Jesam tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmana. Those who are completely free from sinful activities. Jesam tu antagatam. No more touch with sinful life. Te dandamahanin mukta bhajanti maam vidambhata. They can fix up their devotion and service to Krishna. It is not so easy. But but one can become immediately a santo, within a second.
How?
That also, Krishna says, that sarva-dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tva sarva-papibhyo mukkhaya. The qualification is, unless one is sinless, he cannot understand Krishna. He cannot understand what is Krishna bhajan. But if one is eager, is actually very eager, he can do it immediately. What is that? Surrender to Krishna. Sarva-dharman parityajya, give up all this nonsense so-called religious principle, simply surrender to Krishna. Krishna, I was forgotten about you. Now I surrender unto you fully. If you like, you can kill me. If you like, you can give me protection. This is surrender. Not business. Krishna, if you give me this nice thing, then I will surrender. That is not surrender. That is business. When Prahlad Maharaj was offered benediction, the my dear Prahlad, you have suffered so much for me, even from your father. Now your enemies are all. Or you can ask any benediction you like. Prahlad Maharaj said, what is this, my dear Lord? Am I a baniya, bonik, that because I have suffered for you, I shall ask some benediction? Don't offer me that. Because you are the supreme powerful, whatever I want, I can get from you. And I am born in the Asura families. I'm inclined for this material enjoyment. So don't delude me, my dear sir. Then I can ask you. And why shall I ask you? Because I have seen my father so powerful, even the demigods were afraid of him. And you have finished all his power within a second. So why shall I ask for these things? Kindly engage me in the service of your servant. This much I want. I don't want anything. Therefore, a devotee never asks anything material from the Supreme Personality. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang va jagadishakam. They are simply satisfied by glorifying the Lord. That is their only satisfaction. If they get the opportunity of glorifying the Lord, as it is said in the previous verse, that sabhajayante mama paurushani. Mama paurushani, the glorious activities of the Lord. This is the way of bhajan. Satatam kirtayantam maam jatam tashtad dhiravrata. This is the way of bhakti yogam. Simply glorify this. The glorification, so much activities. Krishna therefore comes to give advantage to the devotees for glorifying him. Because he acts paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskita to kill the demons and to give protection to the sadhus, he has to work. From the very beginning of Krishna's birth, the enemies are there, demons are there. Kansa advised constables, so be very careful. As soon as there is Krishna's birth, immediately inform me and I shall kill. He was always thinking of Krishna, a first-class Krishna concept. Always, but to kill him. Similarly, you'll find there are so-called religionists. Their only purpose, so-called scholars, their only purpose is how to kill Krishna. You'll find so many commentaries by the politician, by the so-called scholars, but their only aim is how to kill Krishna. how to take away Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. No mention of Bhagavad Gita, of Krishna. They talk so many nonsense, but they will never say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he should be worshipped. They will never say. That means asuras. Asuri bhavamapan. Namang diskitanam mudha prapadante naradhama. Maya puritagyana. Oh, they are very big, big scholars, sir. You are talking about them as mudha, naradhama. Yes. Because although they are so-called scholars, their real knowledge has been taken. Maya puritagyana. Why? This punishment that their knowledge has been taken up. Asuri bhavamasrita. They are simply thinking of killing me, that's all. How to evade Krishna bhakti? That is their whole propaganda. So we should not be like that. If we want to be fixed up, then in devotional service, then as it is advised by Kapil Dev, he is the Supreme Personality Godhead incarnate. He says, Pasantiti me ruchirani amma sant. They can see that so unless God has got horn, how one can see? How God can be nirakar? God is never nirakar. But his Sachidananda Vigraha, his akar, is not like us. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is Satchit Ananda. This body is not Satchit Ananda. Sat means Sitananda. And Chit means full of knowledge. And Ananda means full of bliss. So, if we study, is our body eternal? No, sir. It is temporary. Say 50 years, 60 years, at most 100 years. So it is not eternal. It is not sat. Asat. Asatoma sadgama. The breathing injunction. Don't keep yourself in this asat body. Just get your original sat body, eternal body. We are not interested. We are simply interested with this temporary body. I am this body. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. I am within this body. This is knowledge. This is called siddhi. So long I am thinking I am this body, then I am cats and dogs. They are thinking like that. But when I know that I am not this body, I am the spirit spark, spirit soul, I am encased within this body. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. So, those who are self-realized, spirit, soul, they can see, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Nasuchati Nakankati, Samasarvesu Bhutesu, Mad Bhakti Lavati Panam. That bhakti means they can see God, Krishna, and they can serve Him. Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanam Bhakti Rucha. Bhakti means to engage your senses, rishi, in the service of the rishikesha. That is bhakti. So here it says, pasanti te me ruchirani. Krishna is so beautiful. Ruchirani. Ruchi means very attractive. Now, fortunately, people in Bombay say that our deity here is more beautiful. They say there is no such deity in Bombay city. So this is our duty to dress Krishna in such an attractive way that people at least see that it is very beautiful. Then he becomes a devotee. Simply by appreciating. Simply by appreciating, if they say, no, the deity worship is very nice, then they go a step forward. Step forward. Immediately. Simply by appreciation. Then other things will come, gradually. Therefore, the temple worship should be exactly to the routine, to the instruction of the Shastra, and guru and acharya, so that the worshipper in the temple as well as the visitor, both of them will benefit. They will be gradually seen. Krishna is so kind that he has consented to appear in a way so that we can see. At the present moment, we cannot see Krishna as he spiritually embodied. Satchidananda Vigraha. Because we have no eyes to see Satchidananda Vigraha. So, here is also Satchidananda Vigraha, Achyamurti. It is not idol worship. The atheist class may say so. But it is not so. Those who have got eyes, they can see. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered the temple of Jagannath, immediately fainted. Oh, here is my Lord. Here is my Lord. So one has to become santa, then one can see. But it is culture, by culture. Premanyana churita bhakti bilochane. Santa sadaiva. When you develop that culture, when you develop that love for Krishna, then you will see immediately and you will faint. Here is my Lord. So, prasanna vaktra aruna lochanani. Prasanna vaktra. Prasanna means pleasing. Somebody was talking that your deity is just like trying to talk with you. Prasanna vaktra. Yes. He had to talk with you. But he's waiting whether you interested to talk with him. That's all. Krishna says that tesam satatajuktanang bhajatang pritipurvakam buddhijogam dadamitam. He talks. But with whom? Tesam satatajuktanang. One who is 24 hours engaged with love and faith in the service of the Lord. To whom? Just like if you want to talk with some big man, then you must have qualification. Is it possible that if you want to talk with the big man here, immediately you like? No, you cannot talk. You must be fit to talk with him. Similarly, Krishna is ready to talk with you. He has come. He has descended in Achyamurti to talk with him, to be visible by you. Now you make yourself ready and fit to talk with you, then you'll exchange conversation. Santas sadaiva hridayeshu bilokanti. This is possible. This is a qualification. So, rupani divyani varapradani. Divyani. Divya means divine. Divyani. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame divyam. Divyam. They are not material things. One has to see. If you say, as it is said, shakam vacham sprihaniyang badanti. Sprihaniyang. Very favorably you talk. Suppose if I say, you have no eyes, you are blind. This is not favorable. The non-devotees, Mayavadis, they say that God has no eyes. So it is indirectly saying God is blind. If I say you are blind, you nonsense, you are blind. Is it favorably talking? Most unfavorable. Directly insulting. So those who are talking about God, nirakar, no eyes, no leg, no head, no tail, nothing, Niraka, they're simply blaspheming, not spihaniya. God does not want to hear such nonsense things. Therefore it is said, sākaṁ bācaṁ spihaniyāṁ badanti. You cannot say that Krishna is blind, Krishna is lame, Krishna has no hands, Krishna has no nothing. Indirectly saying Krishna does not exist. this kind of addressing Krishna, nirakar, is not favorable talking with Krishna. Favorable talking, if you want to talk with Krishna, then you must consult the Vedic literature, how Krishna is worshipped. Vinam kannantam aravindadalayataksam varahamatam samasitam mudasundarangam kandarpakutikamaniyavisheshasobham govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. My Lord Krishna, Govinda, is playing on his flute. Vinam kannantam aravindadalayataksam. His eyes are just like petals of the lotus flower. Aravindadalayataksam varahavatamsa. He has a nice peacock feather. These are the Vedic description of Krishna. And not that the devotees have imagined some, that the Mayavadi said, just imagine the form of God. The God's form cannot be imagined. That is not God. Anything imagination is not fact. It must be factual. And the factual information you get from the Vedas. Not only you get the Vedas, when Krishna was present on this earth, he exhibited his rupa, his form, his activities, his lila, everything he exhibited so kindly. So in this way, we have to study the science of God, the science of Krishna. Then our life will be successful. Taktadiham punarjanma naiti. And if we can understand Krishna's activities, Krishna, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, then we become fit for going back to home, back to Godhead. Taktadiham punarjanma naiti. Mami. Thank you very much.